Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In our continuing coverage of the U.S. Senate race, we're examining the careers and the backgrounds of each Massachusetts candidate. This morning, we take a closer look at Alan Casey and whether his career as a social entrepreneur has helped prepare him for a Senate run. Critics say his political inexperience is a weakness, but as WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports, Casey is trying to use it to his advantage.
Alan Casey began shifting his vision from nonprofit work to the political arena 2 years ago when he resigned as head of City Year. City Year is an organization that pays a modest stipend to young people to work full-time in underserved schools as tutors and mentors. He co-founded it a year out of Harvard Law School. Now Casey is trying to turn his community organizing experience into a political asset.
Some pundits will say I'm a good guy who's done a good thing, but I don't have a chance because I don't have political experience. And in one way, they will be right. I don't have any experience in running up $1 trillion of debt. They will say that I start behind in the money race, the horse race, the name ID race, and the ad wars. But that will all change very quickly because of you.
Casey's line is that he started City Year with no money. He taught himself how to mobilize large groups of volunteers and convince corporations to sponsor City Year. Today, the organization is also funded by the federal government and donations. This ability to pull together different constituencies has prepared him to run for office, says his longtime mentor, Hubie Jones. Jones is Dean Emeritus of the Boston University School of Social Work, and he met Casey 22 years ago.
He has always demonstrated an ability to move across the political spectrum. It's about the interest he's pursuing. It's about the vision he wants to make happen. And he has this ability to engage people at all places in the society. It is truly amazing.
People who have started foundations and seek to serve the public, I think, make very strong candidates.
Jennifer Duffy is following the race as the senior editor of the Cook Political Report in Washington.
One, to make their group go, they had to be the front person to convince a whole lot of people, whether it be investors or the people they serve, that they are capable and competent and can run this organization.
But, Duffy adds, because so few nonprofit leaders run for office, it's difficult to predict how applicable his experience will be in Congress. It's that lack of an obvious path that makes him vulnerable. But Casey's supporters see his run for Senate as the obvious next step as a social entrepreneur. City Year board member Billy Shore says Casey wants a bigger stage.
You can innovate as he's done. You can be entrepreneurial as he's done. You can be closer to the people that you serve. But that when it comes to taking those ideas and scaling them up, then you need public will. Then you need public purse strings. Then you need the support of the government. And so I think it's the natural evolution of everything he's done as a social entrepreneur.
Casey began that evolution 2 years ago when he started Be the Change. It's a political organization that mobilizes people on behalf of legislation and changes in public policy. It's put Casey behind the scenes in Washington. Now he's front and center in his own campaign for the Senate. It's a shift for a man who's always focused on helping other people, something Casey says he learned from his father, who immigrated to America from Iran in the 1950s.
He taught me that America is the greatest country in the world because of our ideals, and that you can be anything in America if you're honest, get a good education, and work hard to achieve your dreams.
Now Alan Casey is focusing on his dream, becoming a U.S. senator. He says he's running to have a larger platform and support his vision of expanded community involvement. But first, he's got to convince the community he's the man for the job. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.